Hey everyone, John Neal from the Detroit News here, joined by Angelique Shingelis, Michigan beat writer. In, where are we? College Park? I don't even know what
College
the stadium
Park,
is called.
Right? Maryland Stadium.
Okay, well, that's simple enough.
That's
simple as the final score was not 59-18?
Yeah, I lost track.
Yeah, convincing win, and on to the next one.
I mean, does anybody care about
exactly.
the score, John?
So, Ohio State, the game is set. And that was what we were wondering about as we came here. Ohio State certainly did its part earlier. Michigan does its part. And now the game is set with everything on the line in the Big Ten East Division.
Really amazing when you think about the informal media poll at Media Day. I think I had Michigan finishing fourth. I thought they'd go 7-5. I'm not sure if you
picked 8-4. Still
way
off.
So you're closer.
Yeah, right.
Kind of amazing when you think about it, that it is coming. The game is going to be meaningful.
And just a couple of weeks after Michigan loses to Michigan State and feels like they maybe let this chance slip away, we asked Jim Harbaugh about it today, and he talked about, you know, this is what they've been planning for, playing for, practicing for since January. The fact that this team has this chance, though, you're right, it is sort of remarkable, feels sort of remarkable. And at the same time, you watch some plays out there today, and if you're a Michigan fan, you start to think, well, maybe, right? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you watch the Ohio State game, and you think, wow.
No chance, right?
I mean, wow. And then you see, you know, Donovan Edwards, the freshman
right.
running back, has a big game
right.
in the pass mm-hmm. game for Michigan. Special teams, they scored in every phase today.
Right. Yep.
I mean, that's a bonus.
To boot.
But, yeah, I mean, you look at Ohio State, and it clearly the class of the Big Ten.
Yep.
But... then you see this and you think, okay, I think you're right. I mean, Michigan has a chance.
No, there were times even in this game, as big of a blowout as it ended up, where I thought, you know, watching the third quarter, Maryland puts together two big long drives. I mean, the game wasn't fully out of reach, but it felt like it was over, obviously. And but then, yeah, they gave up 200 yards in the third quarter, and that defense showed some holes today. But, yeah, you're right. There were some explosive plays. But Cade McNamara looked good again today. He's steadily done this quite a bit here down the stretch. All things are possible because they've given themselves a chance.
Well, they have to start faster than they started today.
Sure.
I mean, they had two of their first three drives were three and outs.
Mm-hmm.
And that first drive, they looked a little sluggish. I think there was a little bit of that initial letdown. You
we're
know, this
Maryland.
Is the trap
yeah.
game.
I'm still trying to figure out how many of them knew exactly.
They knew.
Always the conflicting
they
stories
the
about
score.
How soon they knew Michigan State had lost, was down 49.
Of course
49.
They knew.
Of course
right?
they knew. With the 3:30 kick, yeah. They were, Cade McNamara made it fairly clear that they were aware of what was going on and that the opportunity was here. No, you're right. There are issues. They will have to play a perfect or close to it game to beat Ohio State. They will be at home, though, and... been doing beat Ohio drill all year, I heard,
they
right?
have. It'll be really interesting to see how scarlet the stadium will be, too.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
there was some concern about tickets and, you know,
there were
how
a lot
many,
of tickets
yeah.
that were sold back
right.
in September and August from Michigan fans, I'm sure. But, so, as we head out of here,
mm-hmm.
give me one or two things you've seen these last, especially these last few weeks, that make you think, okay, Michigan can... off the upset.
You didn't really see it today so much, but I still think Aiden Hutchinson, this is the game that he has
mm-hmm.
wanted so badly. So I think he'll be a major factor next week. I think Cade McNamara, if he plays steady but is more efficient, gets his team off to a fast start. You've got to incorporate some of these big play guys. I mean, you know, you had a big play today from Mike Samer still.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get all of these weapons involved quickly. I think you're going to see a little more Eric All, too. I think you're going to see the tight ends. They showed a lot of things today, but I think they didn't show some things, you know,
yeah.
that I think that we will see. Boy, that's a lot of they didn't show.
One of the things we didn't see today was Blake Corum. He was out here
right.
in uniform,
right.
went through warm-ups. Didn't really look to be limping.
For a nice hometown
yeah,
visit.
So he's back home. So I would think he's available next week.
I would
obviously
think so.
Edwards played a big role today.
Hassan
Haskins.
We'll see a lot of Hassan
reliable.
Haskins next week.
Injury, mostly injury free to Brad Hawkins left this game. He was out there at halftime warming
yeah.
up like he was able to play possibly. So I think they made it through this without any more significant injuries, which is important obviously. And then, you know, look. You mentioned it, special teams. If you're going to win the game,
mm-hmm.
you probably going to need a play or two out of that
Jake
part of
Moody
the game.
Jake Moody has always had this, you know, he's envisioned winning the Ohio State game on a kick.
He has his
He's
chance.
Had a lot of kicks this year,
he
so maybe he'll, he will get that one.
And we all have the chance to watch the game.
That's right.
And have it mean something, mean everything, really, for both these teams, which should be fun next weekend.
Yeah. So, until then, John.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Bye.
Oh, wait. Don't forget to read.
Oh, yeah. DetroitNews.com. Read her stuff.
Read his stuff. Don't read